Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you today?
Vicky, my name is Mary Underwood.
Yes, ma'am.
I've got a charge here on my bank from, I'm trying to hunt it again, just a moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Come on. Let's see, Modern Health Trends for $59.89, and they left this phone number.
Okay, Ms. Underwood, I'd be more than happy to assist you this morning. Okay, I need your zip code so I can locate an account for you, please, ma'am.
Uh-huh, 77316.
And it was Mary Underwood, was it?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Ms. Underwood. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. It's a pretty day, so I think it's going to be all right.
Good. That's a good attitude. Okay, Ms. Underwood, for security purposes on your account, ma'am, may you provide me with your mailing address, shipping address?
Yes, ma'am. It's 24676 Weren Road, spelled W-E-E-R-E-N, Montgomery, Texas, 77316.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Ms. Uh-huh. Underwood, do you recall doing a survey or responding to an ad to win a free Dyson's 11 vacuum cleaner, ma'am?
Oh, I do. I do. Okay. I sure do.
You have a, that's what that charge of $59.89 is pertaining to. It's not for the vacuum cleaner, but they signed you up for a monthly mobile food app called Bites Hub, and you have to be enrolled in that app in order to participate in the sweepstakes to win the Dyson's 11. And Bicep is just an app, Ms. Underwood, that just gives you tips on how to eat healthy, how to cut sugars and carbs out your diet, to give you little videos and tutorials on meal prep and things like that.
Yeah. Well, this doesn't explain all that to me.
Yes, ma'am. Of course not.
You know, I just thought I was getting this for free. And
right.
I can't afford this $59.89.
Yes,
honey,
ma'am.
I'm on Social Security.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't have that money. I'm sorry.
That's fine, Ms. Underwood. I totally understand. They do offer it for $20 a month if you want to keep it and try it out for a month.
No, ma'am. I can't afford it. I'm so sorry.
That's fine, Ms. Underwood. I'll get it canceled out for you, ma'am. One moment, please.
Okay. Will the money be put back or have I
lost
that?
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. You have not. I'm refunding it back to your MasterCard, ma'am, that ends 7566. Ms. Underwood, please allow 3 to 5 business days before you see that money back on your card, ma'am.
Okay, hon.
And I sent
that
you a...
That'll just be five work days of the week or
no,
the weekend?
No, 3 to 5 business days, excluding the weekend. So the first business day will be Monday. You should have it back in no longer than a week from today.
Okay, honey. That'll be fine.
And I sent you a refund confirmation email, Ms. Underwood, to mayintexas@gmail.com. You should receive that email, Ms. Underwood, within the next, 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
And
that'll be fine.
I have a cancellation number for you, ma'am. Let me know when you're ready to write it down, please.
Okay,
it's
go
just for
ahead.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be C, as in cancel, 92061466 7. Again, C, as in Kansas. I'm sorry, cat. 92061466 7.
Okay, honey, I have that. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Underwood, is there anything else that I can assist you with today before I release the line, ma'am?
No, ma'am, I can't think of it. I really can't.
Okay, well, you have a lovely weekend and stay safe, Ms. Underwood.
Too.
Thank you for calling
you
customer
too.
Support.
Yes, ma'am. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.